You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look now at Stadio results. They reported their full year results as well this morning. I'm joined on the line by Stadio's CEO, Chris Forster, to take a look at these numbers. Good evening, Chris. Thanks so much for the time. Let's start with the metrics that were reported in the SENS announcement. All metrics were up. A few of them were up in the double digits. How do you reflect on the performance?
Yes, good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for the opportunity. We described it this morning during our results presentation as a solid set of results. I think exciting for us is the student number growth. We've shown a 10% increase in student numbers during the second semester of the year. That followed or proceed in the first semester, 9% growth. So overall, we ended the year with 46,508 students, which is a nice 10% growth. Revenue up 16%. And as you say, all the other indicators moving in the right direction. Something else that was very exciting for us is our return on equity. That's also up for a young business as Stadio, up with 18%. And we are now showing return of equity of 12%. So, yes, a solid set of results, we think.
Chris, let's look into some of the concerns in those numbers. There was about 10 million rands worth of impairments that went through that. I want you to take us through that in the context of the fact that the business still has about 152 million rands in intangible assets and about 750 million rands worth of goodwills on the balance sheet. Is this the first of many impairments to come, or is it just a necessary part of the business and the prudent accounting that comes with it?
Yeah, so we do not foresee more impairments coming through. We believe the different campuses are operating profitable and with the strategy of comprehensive campuses for the future, where the risk area was mainly in our contact learning, but we do see good growth in that area. Some of the impairments that came through over the last few years was, for example, the decision to move away from contact learning in the Mall Park branch or business especially. But overall now, I think the strategy is set, it's clear, and we're positive that that's not more impairments to come over the years.
Chris, what do those impairments relate to?
So I think the one on this set of results was more the Mall Park business, the onerous contract that we settled. I think that was basically the main contributor.
Of course, as you said, that might, in your view, be a once-off thing. Let's look at the campuses. There's three campuses or three main businesses at the moment, but there's also now a Durbanville campus that's coming online, and that is partially funded in cash, partially funded in debt. Do you want to just take us through the rationale there and the expansion there? And is it something you're looking at potentially opening up more campuses once you've seen how this one is received?
So, Jimmy, our strategy is very clear. Currently, we accommodate 80% or 85% actually of our learner population in our distance mode of delivery. So our strategy is to put down infrastructure for contact learning to accommodate 20,000 students. So no, the idea is not to roll out more bricks and mortar, more campuses, but we do want a presence in the main cities that we've identified, being the Durban area, here in the Western Cape, in the Durbanville area, and then in Gauteng we have Centurion and Waterfall. So we look at our contact learning having these comprehensive campuses. If you look at a typical private higher education institution that offers contact learning, one would see that those campuses are normally single school, single faculty campuses with more niche offerings, where Stadio is taking a new direction, yeah, or a different direction, where we really want to put down comprehensive campuses with a variety of schools, faculties, as well as programs. And we do that to really stand next to and be able to compete with your bigger public universities.
Chris, you mentioned the distance learning and the shift that we've seen there. I noted that between 2018 and 2023, there's definitely been a growing number of distance learning students that have enrolled. But at the same time, you've also seen a reduction in the contact learning approach. Is that something that is concerning for you? Or is it just something, as you've said, you're adapting to that kind of student and those demands from those students without needing to adjust too much of the business?
Yeah, we saw a decline in the contact learning during the COVID period, which was understandable for us. But we must say in 2023, the contact learning moved into the right direction, showing growth again. We actually shown 6% growth in one of the institutions, being Stadio Higher Education, overall 3%. But what is very exciting for us, and therefore the decision to continue with the construction here in Durbanville, was the great growth that we see at our Centurion Comprehensive Campus. Jimmy, over the last few years, we really accredited quite a number of programs for that site, and those efficiencies are now starting to come through. And we see a more than 50% increase in our student numbers on that contact learning campus. So we definitely are very excited about the future of our contact learning business.
I think we've just lost Chris Forster there, but he has given us quite a bit of a summary around what's happening with the Stadio results. We wish them the best of luck in the new financial year, and hopefully we can see some stronger numbers from them. That was Chris Forster, the CEO at Stadio, running us through their performance throughout the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.